and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily.
Well, you're very quiet.
Oh, sorry.
Are you very, very... Is there people in the house? Is it early in the morning when we're recording?
No, it's lunchtime. My blood sugar's low.
That'll be why, then.
Stupid diets.
Hello!
Hello!
It's me, Conrad. Is it you, Mike?
It is. Oh. Oh, we haven't had a It's Me, Conrad for ages.
Yeah, I thought I'd... I'm trying to ration them.
Ah, I see. You don't want to give them all out like candy.
No. Candy. Oh. That's a Malifaux joke, that was, isn't it?
It was. It was. So I played Malifaux at the weekend.
Oh! Oh, that was at the Foe of Isle.
Yes, it was. We had to go to Margate or Ramsgate or Margate.
Is it UKIP land?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes. The event was brilliant. The event was excellent.
I feel though there's going to be a but though.
Well, there is and there isn't. The event was really, really good. Really enjoyed it. Played four good games with a brand new crew.
Oh, who did you take? Who did you?
I took Lucius as Neverborn.
Okay.
Because it didn't have to be painted, so I built it and I undercoated it.
Was it 50 stones?
It was 50 stones, but with a pool. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun, and I ended up using all the models that I had in my pool at least once during the weekend. And it was good, you know. Spoons and I went down because there were only the two of us who went, and it was a good laugh. But I was playing games, and I was thinking, I'm just not into playing tournaments at the moment.
Were you doing the RA that you normally do, and your hands and everything when you play games?
No.
That's a bad sign for Mike.
Yeah, that's what it was. There was no story.
Was that because you didn't allow a story to happen, or you didn't feel the story, or...
I didn't feel the story. That was the thing. I mean...
So that could be down to the crew and the caster, the connection there.
I think part of it certainly is. But... I have felt this way before. I need to take a break from playing in a competitive environment. Part of it is that when we started playing Malifaux.
Is that in the pioneering days of the Old West?
Yes. There was a long break. I had a long break from playing tournament games.
Yes.
And I came back to Malifaux, and there was no expectations at all. You know, you and I were just these schlubs that turned up. No one knew who we were or anything.
I'm not a schlub.
Well, you are a schlub.
I have to go and look up what a schlub is now.
Anna Schmiel.
She's a nice lady, Anna Schmiel.
Anna Schmiel.
Go on, then. Yes, yes. But I never have expectations. Well, I do sometimes. I
no, see, that's not true.
Yeah, I do.
You say that, and you do.
Yes.
But when we turned up to start playing Malifaux, we had no expectations.
At the doubles, yeah, we were virgins.
Yeah, and you know, and that went on for a good while. You know, we would go to tournaments, and there was an expectation. The expectation would be that we would be taking home the wooden spoon.
Yes, I suppose the expectation for the first time we played at the doubles was that we'd win a game,
which we didn't.
Did we not win any games?
No, the only game that we won was when you and I played because we got the bye.
Oh, and I thought we'd won a game where we cheated. Or you cheated.
I did not cheat.
We made a mistake because we were noobs, basically.
Yeah, and then we admitted the mistake.
Yeah, and got told off by Joe.
Yeah.
See, look, doing good. It's not worth
it. Yes. So... But then we started to get reasonable at the game.
More you than me.
Well, that's only because I played it more.
Yes.
And so in my mind, I built up expectations, I think. And recently, and this sounds so pathetic. It's a game of toy soldiers.
Who said that? I never said that.
Game of toy soldiers.
Yeah, recently I've been putting pressure on myself to do well at events, and then when I haven't done well at events, I've been beating myself up about not doing well at events, and it's made me care at the next event about doing better, but putting pressure on myself to do better. And that has impacted seeing the story in my head.
Yep, so the competitive a part of you.
Not necessarily the competitive. The I want to do well bit.
But I would ask you one question before I give you your penance, because you're obviously here in the confessional again. I've forgotten the question.
I think you're the one who's going to do penance.
Why do you need to do better? I remember the question now. Why do you need to prove something to yourself when you've already proved it? And
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. That's exactly the right question. And it's the question that I've asked myself. I've said, why? What does it actually matter? And I don't have a good answer for it. And I can go to a tournament and go, it doesn't matter. And, you know, I'll rock up with, you know, something that I've never played before. So this weekend I rocked up with something I'd never played before. And who, by all discussion, lots of people have said, well, how do you get him to work? He's a bit tricky, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I rocked up with him. And so I had built it, you know, a whole load of built-in excuses as to why I should do badly.
Yep, but are you still put yourself through the...
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a flaw in my character makeup. I don't know. And so, because I don't particularly like that person, you know, that person, and I don't like thinking, oh, if I just do this and do this and, you know...
Person.
Sorry?
That person.
Yeah, you know, the...
Person who cannot be named.
Yeah, you know, my opponent won't know that my stat is actually only a 4 when I could just say it's a 7 and add up wrongly.
Yeah.
I don't like that person. I would like to point out that I haven't actually done that, but just
that
in case.
That was an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Cheat.
I don't need... I've got no idea. So I'm just not going to go to tournaments for a while.
Have you noticed anything about my Malifaux competitive play this year so far?
There hasn't been any.
Yeah.
Why hasn't there been any?
I've said this before. I think there's a lot of people out there who need to prove something. I think... Don't get me wrong, and I agree with all the sentiments about the scene being a lovely scene. You know, it is.
Oh, it is. It is. Well, yes.
It is a mature, responsible scene. But there is competitive edge there still. Because there will be, because the scene's exploded. I see it in, for instance, the Dark Sphere guys. Some of those guys there, some of the players there want to do well, and that's great. But the risk is that it spoils the enjoyment of the game, and it then becomes a... I mean, we used to do it with Fantasy Battle, and I did it with Horde's War Machine as well. You jump on this treadmill of, I've got to do well, and I've got to win this many games, I want to come here, this position. And then you go away, if you don't do it, you go away with a disappointment and you want to do better at the next one. So you sign up immediately, or if you've not already signed up for the next one, and you start net decking and list building and scheming, and it becomes an all-encompassing, all-consuming thing at that point, potentially. And then are you playing for the right reasons? Because you'll go, yeah, you're always putting yourself under pressure, you know?
Yes.
And yes, there are players who do that, and they do that well, and they don't feel that pressure. That's great. And there are players that who want to do well and do feel that pressure, and then start moaning about it, and they want to, you know, they want to do something, they want to do better. But you said it earlier. It is just a game. It's just a game of toy soldiers, and it's a way of bringing people together and sharing a hobby, and having some fun, and seeing some great painting, and having a laugh. You know.
Yep.
And seeing a story, you know, and
yes, and that's the bit. And I came home on Saturday, and I was thinking, why, you know, I had a good time. I enjoyed playing the games per se, but what was it that was missing for me? And as I was going to bed, I realized what was missing for me is that I didn't see the story. I didn't see, you know, Lucius commanding his lackeys to do stuff.
See, I don't see stories with Malifaux. I see a puzzle game quite often, which is... There are times in the game where I see stories where, you know, amusing things happen or situations happen or, you know, Yan Lo dies or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd see parts of it, but I don't know. I don't know what it is about the game. The game doesn't necessarily do that automatically for me. I'll play epic and I'll make noises as stuff trundles along the board, you know. I'll play most recently Wrath of Kings, you know, and I'm there, I can feel it, the imagery's there, you're connected immediately. I played a doubles game of Malifaux, and I had a great time because it was a doubles game, but it was about beating the opponents and trying to win the game.
Yes, and that's the worrying thing, because it's not like I've fallen out of love with gaming at all.
Which is a good thing as well.
You know, I've got so many games on the go. You know, Open Combat and, you know, Wrath of Kings.
Sadly, not Relic Knights anymore.
No, sadly, not Relic Knights.
So you have Bex faction, yes, if you need to.
Fistful of Kung Fu and of Gods and Mortals and things, you know, those sorts of games where I can just use any figure I want and it's just me and a couple of mates having a laugh, and the result of the game is completely irrelevant. And it's hard to put into words, because the result of a game at a tournament is completely irrelevant as well, you know, in the bigger scheme of things. But there's still that little voice in my head going, well, you should be doing better than this. You should be doing better. You should beat this person. Oh, you got this person. This, you know, this person. You can beat this person. No worries.
Oh, they're playing that faction. You've got, you know how to handle that faction. Let's just.
Yeah. And I'm going, no. And I don't. And I think part of it is who I've been playing. Because even when I was playing, and this is, it's very Malifaux-centric, this, but even when I was playing McMorning as Guild, I still wasn't seeing the same sort of stories that I used to see.
Yep.
Now, I still do get those stories, but I get those stories when I'm playing him as what my first love was, which is him as a resurrectionist.
Yep.
So, and I get those stories when I'm not in a tournament game. So if I'm playing a game here, then I get those stories in my head.
It's very strange, because even though I say about Malifaux not being story things, a story game for me, whenever I play Nico, I feel as though I am connected with him and I'm there raising stuff and I'm actually wearing the top hat. So, you know, even though I said I don't see the narrative, clearly I do, because there is a connection there with that character and that master.
Yeah. That's why we should just do Nico, and because I'm going to fulfil my tournament commitments that I've signed up for, So I'm signed up for, but I'm not signing up for new ones, basically.
Yeah.
I've signed up for two. I'm going to Heartfoe, and frankly, I would go. You know, even if I hated the game, I would go to Heartfoe because it's for such a good cause.
Yep.
And I'm going to the doubles with you. And who? Then I don't know what.
I thought you were going with me rather than Hugh.
No, you.
Oh, I thought I didn't know.
You really must turn your hearing aids up.
I'll put my trumpet in next time.
Yes, the trumpet.
I've been using my trumpet to store coppers and things like that. Not police, nice. Not policemen, but.
But beyond that, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think I've got 3 shillings and 6 now.
I'm not going to stop organising events because I still enjoy that.
Yep, that's.
You know, I like the look of people's. I like helping people enjoy themselves.
Yep.
You know, that's why we joke on this podcast. You often get tweets and mails and things about, oh, you gits. You talked about this and now I've gone and spent a load of money.
But
that's what we said. That's what, I mean, it's certainly what I see myself as on this show is, you know, the whole wonderful world of this hobby. I mean, there's so much great stuff.
Yeah. And if you think, you know, if you like helping, you like helping people enjoy themselves, you could always set up one of them websites.
I knew that's where you were going. I knew it. And I thought, no, he won't go there. He won't. No, but you did.
Front it with bendy boards.
Bendy something else. So
this is goodbye then.
No, it's not good. It's not goodbye at all. I mean, it's weird because I'm still enthused. I'm still enthused about Malifaux as a game. I still really enjoy playing it.
So
the games that that I play locally, I love playing the games. It's just that tournament mentality. I've fallen out of love with.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with that, Mike. You know, that's fine. It's like me at the moment. I want to play another master, but I've got no enthusiasm to play another master at the moment, or no urge. I haven't found what. You'll know which one it will be because it'll be the next crew that I build, sort of thing. And we've got a doubles event coming up at Tainlawn later on this year, so. Phil and myself, who I'm playing with, he's playing Lilith at the moment, had a game, a doubles game, just to see how it went. So I played with Jan Lowe. Was not necessarily the best synergy, but we had a laugh sort of thing. But it did leave me thinking, well, should I go away and build another crew just for the doubles? And
yeah.
I'd rather spend my time building some house technist stuff up or painting relic knights
I think what's happened, I think maybe we've just been it, you know, it's just that natural point where you need to take a break. And it's not that you don't still really love the game. It's just that perhaps it's time to let other people play.
Yes.
I mean, you went through it. I mean, I guess with War Machine as well. I mean, you got to a point where you were pretty good at War Machine.
Yeah, in Mark 1.
But I mean, you still got to a point where you were good at War Machine. Now you go to 2-3 events a year?
I go to the events where I know that I'm going to have a good social experience as well. Sometimes,
yeah.
I mean, I went to the Welsh last year, the Welsh Open, with the expectation that I will have some fun, you know. But there is still, you said it, there's still the competitive element in me. So I was good at one point, and there are times when I think to myself, oh, it'd be so easy to just jump on the treadmill again and get it and start practicing and try and become better. But I stopped myself, basically, because there's so many other game systems out there to enjoy and play.
Yeah.
That I'm involved in. It was quite funny when I was at SmogCon, one of the Flail guys, the Epic Flail guys, who probably have some of the best War Machine and Hordes players in the UK at present. His guy's name is Paul North. He was talking to me about the days of boosted damage and when we used to be good and things like that. You know, what happened? And I said, well, I've had my time. I've jumped off that, you know, that conveyor belt, that eternal practice game type thing. And there's other people out there. And I said, everyone will eventually hit that at some point. And some of their guys have already reached that, you know, and they played a lot more games than we did, back in the day as well.
Yeah. Maybe you just come to a natural point and you just can't keep going. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm interested to see how I'll feel after I take a break. I'm looking forward to the doubles.
So am I. Even though you'll be playing with Hugh.
Well, I like you.
I like you too.
Oh, we're gonna have it's a three-way. I still think we'll end up taking McMorning and Nicodem.
I don't know. I really don't know. Every time I think about painting Yan Lo, it disappears out of my mind.
Yeah. Yep, I'm the same with that. I'm the same with painting. I've got an epic tournament next month, and I can't be bothered to paint the figures that I need. Just can't be bothered.
I haven't played epic for a while.
I love epic as well.
Yep, but at the moment the hotness is Wrath of Kings and
Ogre. Maybe I'm just a jump onto the shiny. Well, though, having said jump onto the shiny, I mean. Yesterday lunchtime, I spent all lunchtime building figures for a Fistful of Kung Fu game that the only people that will see it probably are me and Spooner.
But you will get enjoyment out of it.
As I said, we're going to have a regular gaming thing. We're going to do this little 4-week campaign. And the first scenario is my guy's trying to rob a plutonium to power their death machine, and Spoons' guy's trying to stop me. And I was thinking of doing one of those comic book style battle reports.
Oh, what from on the iPad?
Yeah,
yeah, it's well worth it. It takes a little bit of effort, but. The big thing with that is you've got to remember to take the photographs. Half tone is called, isn't it?
I couldn't remember.
Half tone 2 is the name of the application. Yeah.
But, no, I was thinking about that. And
see, I've got I played War and Conquest yesterday, and I've got photographs from previous battles, and I wanted to do battle reports for them, but I've never got round to it. So I've got the photographs there.
Right.
But definitely something worth doing.
Yeah, I was thinking, oh, that'd be quite fun to do that.
Especially with that style of game.
Yes. Yes, I think so. Still, okay, so that was enough maudlin.
Again.
Weaving. Again.
So
until next time.
So
I was going to go.
Your penance is...
Oh, okay. You've remembered what my penance is. Go on. What's my penance?
I don't know. Just be good.
I'm always good.
And if, not,
and if I can't, and if you can't be good, just don't get caught.
That's right.
So until we get caught, I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad.
The Reverend Conrad.
The Holy Reverend Conrad. Because I've got holes. Because I've got holes in my pants.
And on that note, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.